Are you thinking about buying or selling a home, or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. We are sponsored by Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, Eric Bloomstrat and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage, James Tolson with Country Financial, Structure Tech Home Inspections, Cregan's Construction, and Gray Duck Staging and Design. You can always check out all of our past shows at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. Again, that's TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. That's going to be down at the bottom of your screen as well. Another reason to go there is our great free publications, the Smart Home Buyer Book, the Smart Seller Book, the Smart Home Buyer Book, along with the Bricks Reports. Keep up to date with what's going on in our market as it is changing, as we talk about here in our news segment. Every week our market is changing. So keep up to date with that. And yeah, again, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, those books are a great start there. If you have any questions or would like help with the home buying or selling process, you can always reach out to us at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Today, we're going to get in and dive into the importance of the right homeowner's insurance. We'll be getting into that in our second segment. But first, we have the news of what's going on in the marketplace here in the Twin Cities. Joining me today is Myra Jensen. Thank you for coming in and helping out today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so in the marketplace, we have new listings dropped off, not a whole lot, down from 1582 to 1547. And it looks like this trend is probably going to continue. Where are we seeing pending sales at, Myra?
Pending sales are down from 1388 to 1349. That is a 14% drop from this time last year.
Yeah, so I mean, hopefully if the pending sales can track, keep at that slower pace, it will create not as crazy of a spring market, but a lot of that relies on inventory of homes that is out there. So, yeah, inventory of homes went from 8,539 down to 8,440. So this is a pretty good size drop week over week in our marketplace, and I think that we've probably seen our peak.
We've
kind of had a double hump in the marketplace over the course of September and going into October. I was really kind of hoping that the last hump we had would not be the last one. And now we have gained some inventory, but it looks like we're not going to be coming up probably again. So this is leaving us tracking behind from last year by 14.8% in the 3-month average at 18%. So that's a pretty big change, and we'll see how that plays out. I know in our meeting that we did earlier today of where the numbers are, that it's a lot of this is due to how slow listings came onto the market this previous spring.
Yeah,
I think absolutely. We may be able to gain some ground if that picks up. As far as showings per listing, this is the average number of showings per listing in the median sale price range, 250 to 500K. In the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. So the average dropped back, not a whole lot, went down to a 3.96. So yeah, that's what the average seller in that price range can expect on a weekly basis. And this is probably not the story a lot of people are being told by every agent that's out there, that everything's crazy, multiple offers. It's definitely not moving at that same pace today.
Not on average, no. It is definitely slowing down.
So where are we seeing interest rates at?
Rates right now are a little bit at 2.99%, and that's down from 3.01, so right around 3%, which is it's been pretty much the trend since the springtime, and we don't expect much of a change for quite a while.
When you look on the graphs, you see that big jump up, and I put big in parentheses that it looked big on the graph, but the total movement week over week was very minimal. And yeah, it's because we're just not seeing a whole lot coming off the from spring to today.
Right. So still great rates.
Yeah. So all of this is putting our market meter. I know, you know, anybody who's really wanting to pay attention to exactly what the market's doing out there, the market meter, that scale that's from 0 to 10, a 0 being the extreme buyer's market to a 10, the extreme seller's market. We're down. It did fall back just a hair from a 6.21. I know I mentioned on last week's show, down to a 6.19. This is still a seller's market.
Yes.
And this is taking into consideration the whole market, all price ranges, all property types. And I think it's really important to understand, I know you were mentioning the craziness in the multifamily market there.
I'm still seeing multiple offers in around the $500,000 price point. Every single time it's multiple offers. Still.
Yeah, the multifamily, the demand is still there at that high pace. And, you know, it just depends on the area, the property type, and styles and price points. All of that plays into where the specific market meter for what you're looking at is. As always, you can reach out if you want to know what might be going on in what you might be looking at or might be looking at selling. We can run those numbers for you. But on the broad, yes, it's at a 6.19 mild seller's market there. And I expect this to continue to slow at what I call the slow slowing. You know, I don't expect to see, you know, a buyer's market this winter. I think it's going to just stay maybe at best a stable market range. But it's still, I know in our meeting, Danny had mentioned that, you know, even though it's not like a huge advantage to buyers, the benefit right now is terms. You can get in and get your offer accepted, maybe with closing costs covered, maybe get that inspection.
Inspections, yes, absolutely. And still have a great payment with the low interest rates.
Right, exactly. And that's the thing you want to be paying attention to right now, because you wait a year, prices, the 12-month trajectory is always on that up swing. So, all right, when we come back, we'll be getting into homeowners insurance. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ruben with Structure Tech Home Inspections. Everyone knows you should have a home inspection before you buy a home, but we've heard of home buyers being encouraged to skip the home inspection in this crazy market to make their purchase offer more attractive. Now they're facing tens of thousands of dollars in unexpected repairs. I'm telling you now, don't skip the home inspection. Here at Structure Tech, we can get your home inspected quickly, and we offer a full line of services. Visit us online at structuretech.com to learn more.
Don't fall for the billboards or the clickbait. There is no such thing as today's rate. Mortgages and mortgage rates are individual to you. Chad Preeby and Eric Bloomstrand with Bell Bank Mortgage are here to show you the formula to get your best rate. Once you know this formula, you can mortgage shop with confidence. Find us online at chadpreeby.com. That is chadpreeby.com, NMLS 1462493, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with Bricks Real Estate and the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Buying or selling a home is one of the biggest financial transactions people make. Before you make your next move, download our free Smart Home Buyer or Smart Seller guides to give you the edge in our real estate market. From deal hunting to knowing the right repairs for maximizing value, these free guides have it all. Check them out and more at BricksTwinCities.com under publications.
Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you have any questions for us, feel free to give us a call, 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Also, check us out online if you missed the segment before of what's going on here with our Twin Cities market. You can find us at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. There are tons of great educational information along with our Smart Home Buyer and Smart Seller books, our Bricks Report publication. You can start your home search there, or if you want to submit your questions there as well, you can do that. Today in studio with me, we have Myra Jensen. Thank you again for coming in. And James Tolson, Country Financial.
Thank you.
I've been a longtime sponsor of the show, going on 3-ish plus years, something like that, I believe. Four plus.
Oh, see, I think that's right.
Time flies. It's you know, too many kids, I think.
That's right.
gives me dad brain there. Homeowners insurance, this is one of those things I think a lot of people just, they put on the back burner in this home shopping process, or back burner in the home ownership or home selling, honestly. And there is a lot of important things people need to understand at times when they should be really considering this and when they should be checking up on their insurance. And, you know, I know you've helped me understand that with my own policies and you know, what great service you've helped provide over the years. And then also the sponsorship and the information you brought forward. So, yeah, you know, let's kind of dive in. I have some questions. We're going to drill you with a whole bunch. And these are just things that we thought of that would be kind of those important things for people to know, no matter where they're at in the home ownership process. So.
Sounds good.
Great. I have a question about what's the difference between a homeowner's policy when you're buying a single family home and or buying in an association, like a townhome or condo?
Sure. Myra, that's a really good question. So a lot of people today, first-time home buyers, a lot of times they will choose to buy a townhome or a condo, and that's the best situation for them. And the key difference is that when you insure a single-family home, you're insuring the whole structure, okay? So you're responsible if that house burns down, you're responsible for your personal property and everything else. In association world, there's different types of policies, and that language can differ from association to association. So typically, the most common one, the association will cover the outside structure of the townhome or if it's a condo, you know, building. Oftentimes, there is a difference between how much of the inside is covered, whether you're responsible for the cabinets, the appliances, and your personal property, and they all differ. So it's really important that you review those master association documents and you get them to your insurance professional as soon as you can.
Yeah, because they, and even from association to association, those differences can be pretty stark. I mean, have you seen situations where the owner of the townhome is responsible for some of the hazard coverage as well?
Most of the time, what happens is if there is a major loss to the roof of the association, they get assessed a deductible, which we call loss assessment. It's part of the policy. And there's some big discrepancies. I had one recently where the master deductible is $50,000. And most of my CR 5 to 10. It all depends on how that policy is written. But you, as the owner of the townhome or the condo, you're responsible for your deductible. And then obviously the insurance company would pay your portion of that deductible, which could vary from $5,000 to $50,000, depending on how their master policy is written. It's really important to know that if your policy says 5 and the deductible is 50, you're on the hook for that difference.
Yeah, I know. And two, one of the things, sometimes if it seems too good to be true on the association dues, it probably is, right? That it can have this really low dues, but then what's being kicked back to you on your responsibility.
Yeah.
All right. So this is one where I think this brings it back around to that back burner mentality, which is, you know, people will delay and delay and delay to get their binder in place, basically the policy. So how long after an offer is accepted should a home buyer be reaching out to their insurance agent?
Sure. That's a good question, Kirk. I'd say a lot of it depends on the closing date from when the offer was made, but ideally after the offer is accepted and the home's been inspected and you're going to proceed, it'd be a good time to let your insurance professional know. If it's a quick close, 2 weeks, maybe let them know right away. Ideally, 30 days is probably the best. Not that I need that much time, but the mortgage professionals need their time in order to prepare for your closing. So the sooner you take care of it, the less likely you have to worry about getting emails from your mortgage professional saying, I need that insurance binder. So,
well, I think it's the same with anything in that process, right? The sooner that you can
the
do it,
the better.
The sooner the better, right?
And you won't close without that.
Yeah. So. Yep. Oh, I've seen people delay, you know, talking about back burner all the way until the day before closing, pushing that back and the stress that that can create.
Yes.
Right. Or delays that that can create if, you know, something does come up, is you got to have that. Well, what would you say, and this is going to lead up to a question later on, but a good coverage or a good policy or the good things to have, right? Because I think, you know, a lot of people, when they look at homeowners insurance, they're looking at the bottom line, what's the cheapest,
right?
But that doesn't, you know, again, I use this analogy a lot in home buying, but, you know, Ferrari versus Kia, are you getting the same thing?
Sure.
right?
Yeah.
So
that's a good question. And a lot of the companies, if you're working with a reputable company, the policies are going to be very similar. Where you need to pay attention are two things that I really stress. Number one is no replacement cost. You need to know that term. And what that means is if you have a loss, is it going to be replaced brand new versus actual cash value, which is a depreciated amount? And so where that comes into play is our most common claim, wind or hail. You know, more often than not, we have an issue with the roof. And you want to make sure you have replacement cost coverage, because if you don't, you're not going to receive that full settlement. So if you have a $10,000 roof, you might only receive $5,000. So make sure to read that. Make sure you're explaining that replacement cost is very, very, very important. The second thing that I bring up to all my clients is the sewer backup or sump pump endorsement. Every company has it. Most of the time I see it when I'm looking at competitive policies. But if you're looking for a way to save money, oftentimes they'll get left out. That's not an area that you want to skimp. For $10 or $12 a month, you want to make sure you have that coverage in place. So sump pump fails because of heavy rains, you have water in your basement, it floods the floor, it damages your property, it damages the walls. That's what that's for. And obviously the worst situation would be if your sewer backs up. That would
Now in a sewer backup, let's say somebody has a, you know, a collapsed sewer line or something bad with the line out to the street, is that then covered?
That's the responsibility of the city, unfortunately.
Okay.
The insurance company is responsible for cleaning up and taking care of the damage that would happen to your home, but they're not responsible for the sewage back to the street. That would be the city's responsibility.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I was thinking more of from the city street to the house, that line, if it was like clogged with roots and then overflowed, how that gets covered.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not covered by the policy.
Yep.
Okay. Right. So yeah, the sewer backup, I know that is something that I've seen due to, those heavy rains or whatever might happen, experienced that personally before I had met you in the very first house that I had purchased. So,
but your policy could cover the damage from that.
Absolutely.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep, absolutely.
That brings up a good question. How often should a homeowner have their policy looked at to make sure it's up to date?
That's a really good question. So ideally, you'd meet on an annual basis to review the home. We're not always fortunate enough. People are busy with schedules. I understand that. But annually would be ideal. If you can't meet every year, maybe every 2 years. And the reason that's important is if you're making updates to your home, we need to know about that. We need to update your policy and make sure that nothing's missed. And so the small remodeling project, painting a wall is not relevant, but doing an addition, doing something major to your kitchen, those are all things that we need to know about.
Okay.
Well, and also, I mean, if changes in people's status as far as, you know, the number of family members and things like that, if we're going beyond the just homeowners insurance, you know, keeping up to date with what's happening out there and, or big purchases, right? Everything that's going to be covered into the home and all of that. Okay, so when you're out there, do all companies evaluate rates, pricing, whatever, in the same manner, or are there different approaches to this?
That's a really good question. Every company has their own system for developing their rates, their own actuaries, and rates for different zip codes, different valuations on the home. So let's touch on this. A lot of times in the current market, you may see the prices a little bit higher than they were last year. And so that obviously affects the price, but it doesn't necessarily affect what it would cost to rebuild the home. And so every company, if you lined up three different companies, five different companies, you're going to see more than likely a different dwelling coverage amount per company. And that's the cost that we estimate to rebuild your home. And that doesn't mean that any of us are wrong. It means that we use different software to get to that number. Therefore, the premiums are all factored differently as well.
Well, and that kind of stuff can change, you know, again, annually, where somebody priced out with you a couple of years ago in comparison today, that might change.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If we looked at 2 years ago versus today, you know, it could be more, it could be less. It's just so many factors go into that.
I think that goes back around to how often should you have things checked, right? To just make sure that you know, you can get the best savings that you can, which really kind of leads to my next question, which is, for a person who truly wants to save, because I look at how a lot of people shop for insurance, and it's really, oh, whoever quotes them the least is the one that they're going to go with, but that doesn't mean that they really have the best coverage.
Right.
You know, and I know the big one is that depreciated roof thing versus full coverage on a roof.
Right.
I mean, it was a lifesaver for me when that storm hit, and we were able to cover the whole roof versus the depreciated age
right.
on that. So, yeah, I mean, what would you say is the best way somebody should think about saving? How should they approach that? How should they look at that?
Sure. The number one thing you've seen advertisements on TV, the word bundle, obviously that's a multi-policy discount. So the more policies you have with certain company, you're going to save the most amount of money. That's obviously, everybody uses the word, that's going to be the biggest, you know, most important way to save money. However, you know, price is important. As Kirk mentioned, many of the buyers are just looking at the bottom line. You got to look at reliability. You got to look at claims experience. You got to look at the relationship that you have with your insurance professional. Are they trying to meet with you on an annual basis? Are they, you know, in looking out for your best interest? So try to make sure that you're developing a relationship before you decide on which company you're going to work with. Just because they have a big name or a big billboard, it doesn't always result in the best experience.
Oh, we don't know anything about that in our industry. No, I mean, yeah, it's. I do think that relationship is important. Also, the ability to pick up the phone and reach you,
yes.
Right? That. Hey, I have a question. I need to update something. I need to check this out. That you're there to do that, right? And I think a good insurance agent should be there. So, you know, taking your time as a buyer, again, this is why you want to start this process early. Like we talk about for buying, for selling, all of that, like start early, right? Because
right.
everything you can do, you're going to set yourself up for success. So giving yourself time with insurance, giving yourself the opportunity to interview a few different insurance agents, price things out, I think is really important. This is maybe a trick question. I don't know. Like, do you think if somebody is preparing to sell, is there anything they should be looking at insurance-wise to make sure they have the right coverages in place?
Sure. In a rare circumstance, you know, sellers sometimes, you know, every time almost, they're going to have their house inspected. And I had a situation last year where the home was sold, it was inspected, it was deemed that there was hail damage on the roof. So again, going back to that replacement cost language, the seller, my client, was able to have their roof replaced and still able to close on time. There were, obviously that's a little bit of a surprise, but it didn't delay the sale, it didn't impact the sale one bit. So it's extremely important to make sure that's up to date, obviously prior to selling, hopefully, you know,
yeah.
long before you're going to sell your house.
We actually just came across a situation. I was representing the buyer and yeah, found out they had hail damage, and luckily the insurance company was able to cover that. But I've seen other situations where they have hail damage and there was a depreciated value, house was 20 years old, they got very minimal dollars and cents
right.
from the insurance coverage. So it cost them, you know, $13,000-$14,000 to get that fixed.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I know out there having the right coverage is important. I always, a story I tell almost every time I have a closing is about a house that I went to go take a look at for the final walkthrough. And I always do my final walkthroughs the day of closing right before. And it was a good thing I did because we got there and there was a tree laying on the house from a storm that had blown through actually just hours before.
Wow.
And so, you know, and people are like, well, how did you deal with that? Well, actually, the insurance company helped us deal with that and figure everything out to be able to close. And so you want to make sure, again, if you have those good relationships, you come across those very rare circumstances or the more common ones, such as hail, or if we've seen the flooded basements before closing, too. You know, those are just the things that you want to make sure you're protected against out there. I want to thank you again for answering some of our questions here, James, today. And I'd love to have you back on. Few months.
It's my pleasure.
Thanks again.
Thanks for having me.
Take care. We'll be right back.
Not every title company is the same. There are many people involved with each real estate transaction, and all of them need to be in the loop or a closing may get delayed. This is why the people at Network Title strive to provide swift scheduling and communication between the buyers, sellers, agents, and lenders. We know moving can be stressful, however, your closing does not need to be. Check us out online at network-title.com.
My name is James Tobson with Country Financial. Anyone can sell you insurance. However, is it going to be the insurance you need? When life pops up with its surprises, you want the right coverage. When it comes time to find or renew your policy, give me a call. I would love to review your existing policy and show you what I can do for you. You can email me at james.tobson@countryfinancial.com or give me a call at 651-365-3408.
Hi, I'm Becca, owner of Grey Duck Staging. With today's home buyers beginning their journey exclusively online, the look and feel of your home matters more than ever. Whether it's a simple in-home consultation, a refresh using your current furniture, or a whole home staging, our goal is always the same: showing your home in the best light and helping you achieve the highest sales price possible. To learn more, visit us at greyduckstaging.com or check us out on Instagram at greyduckstaging.
Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Again, make sure you check us out online at twincitiesrealestateshow.com. As well, any questions you have, you can give us a call, 651-303-0019. Happy to help answer those. Real quick, want to highlight a listing out there, 3844 Nicollet Avenue. This unit 105 is located in Minneapolis. This is a one-bed, one-bath condo priced at $139,000. This unit is freshly painted. It has freshly refinished floors, hardwood floors, and new carpet as well. So again, check that out, 3844 Nicollet Avenue. A great place if you're just starting out or downsizing, whatever it might be. That's a good one to see. I'd like to thank James Tolson again. If somebody wants to get in touch with you regarding insurance, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, give me a call in the office, 651-365-3408. Feel free to reach out with an email, james.tobson@countryfinancial.com.
We'll put your name down there so see that? How to spell it? Thank you again, Myra, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Look forward to having you again in very soon. As always, as mentioned, TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com, all of our free great publications, past shows. Any questions, 651-303-0019. See everybody again next week. Take care.
People always ask realtors, what is your commission? But what they should be asking is, what is your rate of return? Commissions only vary by a couple of percent from agent to agent. However, the price per square foot you get just based on their experience and the quality of marketing they use can vary by 10% or more. At Bricks Real Estate, our agents use the right marketing and have the experience to get you top dollar for your house. See what we can do for you at BricksTwinCities.com.
Not every title company is the same. There are many people involved with each real estate transaction, and all of them need to be in the loop or a closing may get delayed. This is why the people at Network Title strive to provide swift scheduling and communication between the buyers, sellers, agents, and lenders. We know moving can be stressful, however, your closing does not need to be. Check us out online at network-title.com.